Registered Democrats in the new House District 33 won't have a difficult decision when choosing their nominee for the local House seat. One candidate, Ketchikan's Matt Olson, will be on Tuesday's Democrat primary ballot. Matt Olson is a Ketchikan City Council member and an elementary school teacher. He says he decided to run for the state house because he didn't believe the community has been represented well. Olson says that's a common belief in Ketchikan.
People didn't like how things were going. I didn't like that we didn't have a coastal zone management issue. I didn't like that we had a legislature that looked poised to giving away $2 billion of our oil income for a year, which is ours. I thought we needed to have representation that looked after the interests of the state and looked after the interests of District 33.
Olson stresses the need for affordable energy, a good education system, and a strengthened economy. He says those three items are tied together.
I believe that what we really need in this community and in our region to be successful is cheap and affordable energy. Because without that energy, we're not going to be able to do anything else. We're not going to be able to educate our children, which is really important. Because if we can't educate our children to take our place and to come in and fill all those jobs we need, when we have the energy and when we have the necessary infrastructure in place to have a robust economy, we're not going to have people that are here to fill those jobs.
Olson was raised in Ketchikan and says he knows how much Southeast has to offer. He adds that his job as a school teacher and his position on the city council allow him direct contact with a wide variety of local residents. Olson says that if he wins the general election, he would continue to teach, just not the whole year.
I'm lucky in that the contract that the teachers have in this district has an elected official provision in it. I have the ability to ask for and negotiate with the superintendent and the school board to teach a certain part of the year. And I've had support in that I can possibly do a job share. I want to keep teaching because I love teaching, and that's what I am. All the other stuff is secondary to being a father and a husband and a teacher.
Olson's top priority if elected would be to revitalize the region through energy development. He says more hydroelectric dam capacity is critical. To win financial support from the state for more dams will mean pushing statewide energy improvements.
It's the same process that, you know, Bert Stedman keeps bringing up whenever he talks about the fire hall or the libraries. You're going to have to do some negotiations. Up north, they want to put that huge dam across the Susitna River. That whole process right there is an opening for us.
He says increasing capacity at existing dams at Swan and Tyee Lakes and building the Whitman Lake Hydroelectric Dam are viable projects that would help southern Southeast Alaska. Olson says he would work to build relationships with other legislators. He says that's something he has experience with. He gave an example from the Ketchikan City Council.
Councilmember Coos and I are pretty much divergent on a lot of political views. Yet in our brief service time together, I said this at the last meeting, I've come to count him as one of the people I'm closest to on there because he and I have actually talked outside of meetings. We've had great conversations about education, and we've come to understandings. And it's the ability to build those types of relationships that is a positive that I have.
Following the recent state redistricting, former House Districts 1 and 2, Ketchikan and Wrangell, were combined into House District 33. The new district also includes some Prince of Wales Island communities and Hyder. Olson says the whole region has similar issues, and he would look for solutions to problems that all the district communities face.
They're all pretty much the same. And if you follow the news, you can really see that right now, Wrangell's having some issues with their health care up there. When I was up there in November, they were digging up one of their main streets. They have infrastructure needs. It's all the same throughout our region. I think we need to remember that when we move forward and go up into Juneau.
A statewide issue that Olson addressed is the need for affordable health care. He supports the formation of health insurance exchanges, which he says would provide alternatives to Alaskans who now can't afford insurance premiums.
We have to remember that there are a lot of children and a lot of elders in our state that don't have health coverage. And the more we can have them with under a health care system, the better. For the children, it's because they're going to have healthier lives going forward. And for the elders, it's because they're going to be able to get better care later in life when they more need it.
Olson stresses the need for long-term planning. He says Southeast has tremendous natural resources, such as fishing and timber, and the region can use those to plan for the future. However, he says, the state needs to step in.
The state isn't putting any effort or energy or money down here to promote what we have. And that's where we have to have an advocate in Juneau saying, we have these resources, we want to do this as an economy, we want to build this, you need to be a partner with us.
Following Tuesday's election, Olson will face the winner of the Republican primary, which is a race between three women, Ketchikan residents Patty Mackey and Agnes Moran, and incumbent Wrangell Representative Peggy Wilson. Incumbent Ketchikan Representative Kyle Johansson also plans to be on the general election ballot. He pulled out of the Republican primary to run as an independent and has been gathering signatures to qualify. Johansson says he has about 90 signatures so far, which is more than the minimum of 50 needed. The deadline for him to turn in the petition is Tuesday. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.